It wasn't only men like Basil Burton who wrestled with their conscience. Edith Jocelyn, a British governess from Bishop Stortford, was working for a German family when the war broke out. Her unusual story was reported in the Hearts and Essex Observer in September 1914.
Miss Edith Jocelyn of Warwick Road, Bishop Stortford, arrived home from Germany on Wednesday and had some very exciting stories to tell of her experiences. When the war broke out, she was on holiday with the family at St. Moritz in Switzerland. On July 31st, they hurriedly packed their belongings and started back to Berlin. The usual run of 19 hours took over 50 to accomplish. On arriving at Berlin, there was no vehicle to be had, everything having been commandeered by the government, and they did not get their luggage for weeks afterwards, and it was much damaged. Since arriving in Berlin, she has personally been very well treated by the family with whom she lived, although England was now slammed right and left, and bitter hatred was expressed towards us for taking part in the war, as the German people looked upon us as their cousins. English people had to report themselves every 3 days to the police, and they had to obtain a permit to allow them to stay in Berlin. The officials at the American Embassy had been most kind and done their utmost for them. She left Berlin on September 21st, taking plenty of food with her. Asked as to the news in Berlin of the war, Miss Jocelyn said,
"The whole of the war news we received was to the effect that the German troops were winning all along the line, and had got within 10 miles of Paris, where they had won a great victory. The Germans themselves said that it was a government-appointed war, and the troops on both sides were being mown down, and they admitted that Germany had lost 1 million men.
With regard to the alleged atrocities by the German troops, Miss Jocelyn said she heard in Berlin exactly the same charges made against the Belgian troops as she now heard made against the Germans. Questioned as to whether, in her opinion, there would be social revolution in Germany if the German people knew the real facts, Miss Jocelyn said she had not heard anything of the sort.
"I have heard it distinctly said that as soon as the English people know the news of how the English troops are getting on, there will be civil war in England. In fact, everything I now hear in England about Germany, I heard in Germany about England."
Some time after her return home, Edith took on a very different role. We can only imagine how she managed this extraordinary shift, but it's possible that either her experiences in Germany or the anti-German feeling in England caused her to take up a position in a munitions factory.